Cincinnati's Northside neighborhood celebrated Independence Day the way it has for years, with a parade. Despite a continuous downpour, hundreds lined Hamilton Avenue as more than 100 entries went by. Entries including such favorites as the men's drill team with real drills and the women's lawn chair brigade. Courtney Robbins says the pouring rain didn't dampen her spirits. She echoed the reason many gave for watching in the wet weather.
Because it's fun. It's a yearly tradition. You come down and you watch the Northside Parade. Even though it's raining, it's okay to bring an umbrella and a chair. We got canopies and everything else out here.
There's another common theme to why people show up. 31-year-old Clarence Dickinson has attended for 29 years and says there is one main reason he brings his family every year.
Diversity. Simple as that, diversity. I mean, that's what we teach our kids. You're not the only person in this world. You know, you come down the Northside Parade, you see it all.
Westchester resident Sharon Duvalius had never been to the Northside 4th of July Parade before, but heard that it was one of the largest in Hamilton County.
And I just thought, well, why not come down and see what it's all about? Especially since they said Gabby Giffords was going to be here. I didn't know if that was actually true.
It was true. Former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was seriously injured in a mass shooting in 2011, and her husband, retired astronaut Mark Kelly, rode in the parade to promote their campaign for congressional action to curb gun violence. Before the parade, Kelly and Giffords spoke to area media and supporters. Kelly says he and his wife are working to get both the U.S. House and Senate to acknowledge the will of the American people.
We know on this issue, it gets support that exceeds 90%. You know how many things 90% of people in the United States can agree on? When you do a poll, 90% of people are in support of ice cream.
Kelly did most of the talking since the injuries Giffords sustained in 2011 left her partially paralyzed and affected her speaking ability. But with a wave and a smile, she did address the crowd as well.
Stopping gun violence takes courage. The courage to do right. The courage of new ideas.
Yes.
I've seen great courage when my life was on the line. Now is the time to come together, to be responsible.
The visit to Cincinnati and Northside was part of Giffords and Kelly's seven-state tour on behalf of their nonprofit group, Americans for Responsible Solutions. They're urging Congress to enact universal background checks for gun purchases and limit the availability of high-capacity magazines. Giffords and Kelly rode on the back of a truck in Northside's 4th of July parade in the rain, getting huge cheers from the crowd as they passed by. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.